KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have partly cloudy skies here this morning and 53 degrees your temperature. We picked up 0.6 of an inch of rainfall yesterday here at the KJN studios. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in local news on KJAN. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office arrested two individuals following a vehicle pursuit late Friday night. At 10:22 p.m., the Montgomery County Communications Center received a call from Adams County advising that they had two deputies in pursuit of a 2003 Pontiac Grand Prix westbound on Highway 34. Once at Highway 34 and Highway 71, a Montgomery County deputy placed stop sticks in the roadway in which the vehicle struck. That caused the left front tire to go down, but the driver continued on, reaching speeds of 90 miles per hour while driving on the rim. The vehicle attempted to run a Montgomery County Sheriff's Office vehicle off the roadway and was taking other motorists head-on in the wrong lane. Montgomery County deputies then performed a pit maneuver at Highway 34 and 200 Street, causing the vehicle to finally come to rest in the north ditch. All occupants of the vehicle were detained at that time. As a result of the incident, deputies arrested 20-year-old Abel Vasquez of Lenox for eluding, OWI drugged first offense, driving while suspended, speeding, as well as warrants out of Taylor County for two counts of third-degree burglary, second-degree theft, and possession of marijuana. Also arrested was 21-year-old Cammie Lynn Hilton of Creston for possession of marijuana. No damage was done to the patrol vehicle used in the pit maneuver or the defendant's vehicle. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Montgomery County Canine Unit, Adams County Sheriff's Office, Red Oak Police Department, Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and the Iowa State Patrol. The Council Bluffs Police Department reports that an armed robbery took place late on Friday night. Officers were called to the Speedy Gas and Shop at 430 South 35th Street around 11:42 p.m. for a robbery that had just occurred. When they arrived in the area, officers met with a store clerk who said a man entered the business, displayed a handgun, and demanded money. The man then took off on foot. The male suspect was described as being African-American, 5 feet 6 inches tall, weighing about 250 pounds. The incident has been turned over to the Council Bluffs Criminal Investigations Division. If you have any information regarding the incident, you're asked to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department at 712-328-7867. No serious injuries were reported during a collision early Friday afternoon in Atlantic. Atlantic Police Officer Devin Hogue told KJAN News a line of cars was traveling south on Olive Street approaching the intersection with 7th when a red Chevy Tahoe slowed for the traffic ahead. It was struck from behind by a blue Ford Focus. The airbag on the car deployed, causing what appeared to be only minor injuries to the female driver. The accident happened around 1:35 p.m. No one was initially transported to the hospital. Hogue said that if the injuries required attention later, the driver would likely be transported to CCMH by private vehicle. The names of the drivers was not immediately available. Atlantic Fire and Rescue, Medevac Ambulance, deputies with the Cass County Sheriff's Office, and Atlantic Police assisted at the scene. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest yesterday morning of 50-year-old Christine Courtney Ryan of Elliott. Ryan was charged with OWI second offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was taken to the Cass County Jail and remains held on $2,300 bond. On Thursday, deputies in Cass County arrested 41-year-old Joseph Michael Greathouse of Messina on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for ongoing criminal conduct, theft in the second degree, and tampering with records. Greathouse remains in the Cass County Jail pending sentencing. And on a Wednesday, 18-year-old Ronald Edward Lee Mathers of Davenport was arrested in Cass County on a charge of false report to law enforcement. Mathers was taken to the Cass County Jail and remains held on $300 bond. Authorities say a baby found unresponsive in the bath this week in eastern Iowa has died. The Telegraph Herald reports a 13-month-old child, Torin Hartbeek, died early Friday morning at the University of Iowa Hospital and Clinics in Iowa City. The Dubuque County Sheriff's Department says an autopsy is pending. Someone called 911 around 4 p.m. Monday to report an unresponsive child in Cascade. Investigators say the baby had been left unattended in the bathtub by a parent. When the parent returned, the boy was unconscious. Sheriff's Captain Bob Lynn says no charges have been filed as of Friday. A man accused of stabbing his girlfriend to death last year in Dubuque will not get new attorneys. The Telegraph Herald says a judge on Thursday rejected 27-year-old Eddie Hicks' handwritten motion requesting to be appointed a new defense attorney to replace the public defenders assigned to his case. District Judge Thomas Bitter said there was insufficient reason for the switch. Hicks is charged with first-degree murder in the June 2015 stabbing death of 21-year-old Kadesha Lemon. The judge gave Hicks 1 week to discuss with his defense team possible trial dates. Police in Red Oak Thursday night arrested a woman on a felony second-degree theft charge for alleged theft of a motor vehicle. 18-year-old Dakota Lynn Giroux of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 8:15 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where her cash bond was set at $5,000. Delegates at this week's Iowa Farm Bureau Policy Conference passed a resolution supporting the idea of finding existing or even new state tax revenue to finance water quality projects. The group had previously opposed the idea of raising state taxes to finance soil and water conservation initiatives. Farm Bureau President Craig Hill says the group believes a voluntary approach that provides government incentives to farmers is the best approach.
Every farm is unique. Every farm is diverse. Every farm is different in its slope or its topography or its drainage. And so we need to develop plans that are uniquely qualified for that farm. And you don't do that through regulation. You do that through voluntary incentive-based action.
This spring, Iowa lawmakers deadlocked over how to best finance a massive increase in state funding for water quality projects. For the past few years, the state has been under pressure from the federal government to reduce the amount of farm chemical runoff. And then came the Des Moines Water Works lawsuit in 2015. It amounts to a legal challenge of the voluntary approach to water conservation on Iowa farms.
The lawsuit may be a way of bullying farmers in a way. We don't think that's the right thing. We think we all should come together. We all should partner together. We all should figure out how to accomplish our goals and solve the problem together. It doesn't need to be through a court.
On Monday, a coalition of groups will hold a news conference to declare support for increasing the state sales tax to pay for water conservation efforts. The Iowa Soybean Association, along with environmental groups, Iowa Ducks Unlimited and the Nature Conservancy, are listed on a news release as part of that coalition. That's a look at some of this latest local news here on KJAN. Now taking a look here this morning at your funeral announcements. Errol Lee Perdue, age 92 of Griswold, died August 23rd at the Griswold Care Center. Cremation has taken place. A memorial service for Errol Perdue will be held today at 10 a.m. at the Griswold United Methodist Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Lowell L. Jewell, age 70 of Des Moines and formerly of Harlan, died August 26th in Des Moines. Memorial services for Lowell Jewell will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Dick Newberry, age 74 of Fontenelle, formerly of Wisconsin, died Monday at the Griswold Care Center in Griswold. Funeral services for Dick Newberry will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Linda Lou Chambers, age 72 of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Funeral services for Linda Lou Chambers will be held today at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Mary Ann McMurphy, age 83 of Atlantic, formerly of Avoca, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services for Mary Ann McMurphy will be held today at 1:30 p.m. at the First Christian Church in Atlantic. Eleonora N. Anderson, age 94 of Denison and formerly of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Eventide Senior Community in Denison. Funeral services for Eleonora Anderson will be held today at 2 p.m. at the Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. The Fennebecker Funeral Home in Denison has the arrangements. And David Lee Anderson, age 25 of Omaha, died Tuesday at Creighton University Medical Center. A private visitation for family and close friends of David Lee Anderson will be held at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan, and they are assisting the family with arrangements. That's a look at the latest in news here this morning on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.